Welcome to Good Company for Tuesday, April the 5th, and we tackle email etiquette, the School of Happiness, and we celebrate First Contact Day. Yes, this is something that Star Trek fans will enjoy for sure. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and there are a lot of things to learn about when it comes to etiquette online, whether it is your text messages, whether it is your emails. Now there's so many other ways that we have to have etiquette, and I'm pretty sure there's some sort of Zoom etiquette. I'm not too sure what it is, but in a couple years, I'm sure we'll get some kind of memo stating, make sure X, Y, and Z occurs whilst you're on Zoom, and here's how you leave a Zoom meeting. And I hope they don't say you have to wave. I can't stop waving. Like, I'm going to sign out of a Zoom meeting and I just wave. I don't know why. It's like, not like they're going anywhere. it's a weird thing I just have to do because I am often a little awkward. So you just got to embrace it. That's been my motto. But when it comes to email etiquette, the sign off can be the hardest thing. I mean, do you say thanks, sincerely, blessings, see you soon? And sometimes it's nice just to have a standard. It is. I have a couple friends. They'll always say blessings and then their name. I have another friend and it's just generally sincerely. I'm like, what? Am I your coworker or something? But there are definitely some very creative sign-offs. Some people saying things like, have a jolly day. A jolly day? I don't know. Maybe you've noticed some very unique sign-offs when it comes to email. So I'm kind of curious to know, when it comes to emails and email etiquette for you, what do you think is important? And what are some of those unique sign-offs that you have seen over the past year or so? I'm curious. And I guess it will change too, depending on whether or not it is a business email or one where it's just coming from a friend. So unique sign-offs, let me know. Text in 905-338-1250 as we talk email etiquette and the sign-off today. I'm Holly Taylor today. Don't forget to check out the latest episode of Grow on the Go with hosts Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst, diving into some really great spiritual conversations from a female perspective and a mother-daughter perspective as well. So don't forget to check it out. Download, rate, review, subscribe. And when you subscribe, you'll never miss an episode. So make sure you don't forget to click that button so you get the notifications of the most recent episodes of Grow on the Go. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about emails and email etiquette today, as it's important to know how to sign off an email well, depending on who the intended person is to receive said email. So I'm curious to know, what are some of those unique or odd or, yeah, that person totally nailed it kind of email sign-offs? You can text in 905-338-1250. I got a message here from April. She says one of her coworkers will exclusively sign off on his emails with booyah. What? A coworker? All right. You know, I guess that's his thing, right? Sure. So, booyah. Okay. I feel like I'm going to be scratching my head a lot at some of these. Dylan texted in as well. And he said, I once received an email sign-off, the best one ever. It was this. Hope you're managing tolerably during these enduringly weird times. Yeah. Oh, man. Yes. Well done. That is a good sign off. But some people just say thank you. Some people will just say sincerely. Producer Mike, what are some of the ones that stand out to you?
I like giving out positive affirmations, like our last listener just said. Yeah, leave them with something positive. Hey, keep up the great work. Good job. Hope to see you soon. You know, have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Something like that leaves it on a positive note, especially when you're asking for a favor or asking for work to be done, or, you know, kind of giving that little elbow of like, hey, just where's this thing that I've been waiting for? Hope you have a great weekend. Let me know if you need anything, right? And it's sort of
exactly
it eases the blow a little bit.
Yeah, I like to call that the Oreo.
How so? What's the Oreo? What do you mean?
Okay, here's the Oreo. So you start off with the positive, then like the negative or the ask, and then the positive again. And it creates like the Oreo, even though when an Oreo, like an inverted Oreo would be best because then you've got like the sweet on either side and then the crunchy in the middle. But we're going to look at it like that. So you start off the email like, hey, how are you? Hope you're doing great. By the way, that deadline passed yesterday, but I hope you have a really great day.
I see. So it just sort of, there's a high point and then it plateaus and then end on the high note again. I got it.
Exactly. The Oreo of emails. It just makes it more palatable.
Should I just start signing off my emails to you with, you know, Oreos? Have a glass of milk.
Yeah, right. Please do an Oreo emoji.
There we go.
Perfect. All right. Well, we've got a new thing now in our office. It'll be the Oreo emoji to sign off our emails. What about you? You can always text in and let us know. 905-338-1250. Podcast here, Good Company. We're also available on demand if you download the MyJoy Radio app. This is now for Google or Apple devices. So if you've got one of those smartphones, just go to your store and look for MyJoy Radio app. It is kind of a purpley blue color. It says Joy Radio on it. Download and then enjoy all the incredible features that it has for you. I'm Holly Taylor, and this I found to be a unique way of learning about happiness. It is called the Happiness Studies. It's now a master's degree. It's a program at Centenary University, and this new program helps people learn more about happiness. So there you go. When the news broke out at the World Happiness Summit in Miami, Florida, everyone was cheering. They were so excited about being able to learn more about being happy. The program, 18 months, is going to cost a cool $17,700 USD. Uh-huh. That's an expensive program just about being happy. So students will be able to examine the techniques, including goal setting and physical exercise, breath work, different forms of journaling, and more. So there you go. A happiness program, because there are so many more people dealing with high levels of depression and anxiety. So they felt this program would be very beneficial. So there you go. If you are looking to learn how to be more happy, looks like there is a program for you. I don't know, though. Aren't there other ways to learn that won't cost so much? You love diving into more about your faith, more about how we can live with our faith in the world that we find ourselves in today. Check out faithstrongtoday.com. That is our main hub. That's where our podcast is hosted, at faithstrongtoday.com, plus direct links to social media sites and so many articles just really going further into our faith and dissecting it from a different perspective. So again, check that out at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and yes, today is First Contact Day, and yes, if you are a big fan of Star Trek, this is a day for you. So this is a day because back in 1996, that is when they released First Contact. So there you go. It commemorates a fictional date in the future when an alien species visits the Earth and makes contact with Earthlings for the first time. I know, right? Oh, goodness. Sometimes you just got to have fun and imagine what the final frontier from a space perspective could actually look like. Now, I'm from Alberta, so I'm sure my friends in Vulcan, Alberta, enjoying First Contact Day. I know they have a lot of Star Trek conventions that happen there, as it is called Vulcan, and it is a place where they are having fun with it. I believe they even have some kind of Star Trek, I don't even know what it's called, like a memorial sort of thing. Anyway, it's like a statue of what the ship looks like. It's a thing. It's fun. So if you love Star Trek, maybe that should be one of your next destinations, checking out Vulcan, Alberta, and then going to Banff, right? And enjoying some incredible scenery. But Vulcan, there you go. Fun farming community, having some fun with Vulcans, Star Trek, and now today, First Contact Day. So There you go. Maybe today you bust out those old VHSs of the tape Star Treks that you did when you were younger and go back and watch some of them. But have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you again right here on Good Company.